Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know, I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will know.
Hello, hello, hello. We back. We getting everybody in here. 1 second. Okay. Oh, that must be my TV. 1 second. Okay, we got it. Did you miss me? It's been a long time, man. That 4 weeks seemed like forever. How's everybody been doing? Hope everybody had a happy holidays and happy New Year's. Major New Year's resolutions. And I hope you're ready to start another and positive year. Everybody know, if we got any new listeners, I'm the host. Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, a.k.a. the relationship guru, a.k.a. the sex coach, and the overseer of making everything that's wrong right, because I've been there before. And we got so much, I got so much to talk. I'm just giving some people some time for more people to tune in. But for the people that's here, just sit back and relax. We're gonna start off right where we ended off. You know what they always say. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we coming back bigger, stronger, and everything this year with the fourth season of the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. We're going to talk about, you know, what we always talk about and what anybody else want to talk about. I got a couple of new things that I want to talk about on the menu to try to bring my listeners more into the show. So we got Scott got some new things we're going to talk about. I want to talk about things going on with me. If you want to talk about things going on with you, okay, that's cool too. You know, this year we're looking for more listeners. We want to break the all-time. I want to break the all-time 5,000 listeners. The 5,000 year all-time listeners, that'd be like a accomplishment for me, because I would never think that from the beginning to the end I would have over 5,000 people, not that called on the phone, but the click that listened from the link. So you know that's a lot of people. I'm not trying to say I got 5,000 people listening right now. I'm saying all time, from the beginning to the end, we approaching the 5,000 mark of people who clicked on the link and listened online. And for the people who call in, you know, you my favorites because you're not afraid to call in. And for the people who press 1, you really my favorites because you're not afraid to get on the podcast and voice your opinion. So we got to see the people coming in on the phone lines. We're gonna play one more song and we're gonna come back and get this thing going. But first, before we do that, I also wanna I always want to speak about the people who not here with us, or the people who dealing with sicknesses and illnesses, and not only for themselves but maybe for their family. Miles is a friend to the family member to the show. He's still in the hospital or the rehabilitation center. I spoke with his brother. And, wait, somebody having problems here. One second. All right, maybe they could hear. Let me see. Testing. Let me see. Yeah, so Miles, you know, Miles is still in the hospital. Okay. Oh, we know Dre. Everybody know Dre. He was dealing with some issues. We want to send our prayers out to him. He's on the line listening. One of my daughters had a emergency surgery to have a gallbladder removed. She had the surgery this morning, and it was successful. She's back in her hospital room, so we sending out prayers to her. And just everybody out there who's got a family member who might be dealing with some ailments or illnesses and stuff like that, we want to send our prayers out to everybody. And we'll take a moment of silence when we come back. So we're giving some more people time to tune in, and then we're going to take one more break, and we're going to set this thing off. Did you miss me? Because I missed everybody out there. I really did. Let's see what we want to hear. Let's hear something. Let's hear something nice. And then we'll be right back after this song with the Keeping It Real. The Jay Sean Online Podcast. We back. Let me hook up this mic. This All right, we back. We good to go. We back. Everybody feeling good. I'm feeling good. I've been waiting for this for four long weeks. I would be lying if I said I didn't miss it a little bit. I did miss it a little bit. But it really took stress off me. When I did my last show, I remember when I hung up after the last show, it felt like a weight came off my back. That's because us podcasters, we put so much into it. But anyway, what did everybody do over the holidays? I was trying to figure out how I was going to tell this story. But I just got to. And everybody know I got a lot of stories. But most of my stories be from years ago. Story just happened last week. So this is an up-to-date story. I was invited to a before I say that, let me say one thing. Good men sometimes do bad things. Bad men, most of the time, do bad things, but sometimes good things. What I'm really saying is good men do bad things and bad men do good things. The only difference is that the bad man, the difference. I just wanted to start that story off with that. So I was invited out of town, and some people that's listening know the story. And if you want to give your opinion on it when I'm done, you can. I was invited out of town to invite. I really haven't been anywhere like this summer, so I was elated that I would be going somewhere. I took the invitation. I planned. I was ready. You know, a couple of weeks went by. Packed my suitcase, gym bag, and jumped on the train. I could have flew, but I don't fly. I jumped on the train, Amtrak. The first lady that stepped by me on the Amtrak, she was a little racist. She had the window seat. Excuse me. And she was pressed up against the window. I guess she didn't want to even touch me or nothing. And that was cool with me. That was about 4 hours. That was a white woman. The second guy was a white guy. He maybe looked maybe like 38, between 35 and 40. Now, he was inebriated. He was drunk. Smelt like alcohol. Breath smelt like alcohol. And he wouldn't stop. That was about for a couple of hours. The third gentleman that sat with me was an older white man. He looked maybe a bit to be about 70 years old. I thought he had a Confederate hat on, but it was a Vietnam hat. You know, never read a book by the cover. So anyway, me and him didn't talk for a while, but in the last hour, we struck up a good conversation. Anyway, I'm just giving you blow by blow. I get to my destination, and the person that invited me, you know, we haven't seen each other in years, maybe 15. Everything was perfect. A party Friday night, a party Saturday night, a chef, round-the-clock chef, hot tub, movie theater in the house. I really got a mansion house. If I was a jealous person, I probably would have been jealous. But anyway, I'm always happy to see the next man do good. Because you know what I always say. Whatever situation you in, where you at right now in life, right now, you put yourself there. So if you're sitting somewhere and you're miserable and you broke and you're unhappy and you're depressed, you being abused or used or whatever you're doing, you put yourself there. And only you can remove yourself from there. So anyway, the first day was good. We, you know, riding around. I was in South in South Carolina. Oh man, it was beautiful, man. It was a little chilly, but where I was at, it was nice. And the first night went by good. It was a chef came, and ribs. I don't eat red pork, but what else did they have? They had some of everything. She was a professional chef. Her name is Chef Gail. One night went by. The second night came. Oh, man, the second day was hectic. Everybody running around. And it was a crazy night. It was like a housewarming, but also the person that invited me was going to propose to his girlfriend. So we had the chef there. He had a DJ there from the radio, DJ playing music, the chef cooking, everybody, a lot of guys and a lot of women and everybody running around the house, some people watching, some people upstairs in the movie theater, some people on the dance floor, some people in the kitchen, some people in the hot tub. I was just sitting back thing with amazement and drinking. So that night went on good. Everything was good. Everybody was drinking. I even got in the hot tub, like, at the end of the night. It was crazy because, you know, the hot tub is in the backyard. So you got the worst thing is getting from the house to the hot tub. Now, the water in the hot tub is about 100, 102 degrees, but it's like 40, 50 degrees outside, so you got to go from the house to the hot tub. That was beautiful. Now, the last day I was there, the shit hit the fan. I was leaving 2:30 in the morning on a third day there. And right before I was about to leave, the person that owned the house discovered that a bag was missing. A bag worth $2,000 or with $2,000 in it. I never asked. And the bag just happened to be in the closet in the room that I was staying in. Now, this house got about 10 rooms, but the bag was in the room that I was in. Now, don't forget, this is the guy who invited me down there, paid for me down there. And don't forget, when I got down there, I helped him out. I did a lot of shit. I did more than I expected to do than on a 3-day vacation. But that's neither here nor there. right before my Uber coming at 2:30, I go up to my room. People still partying like crazy. Like, I tell the DJ he's like, you want to request a song? I was like, yeah, I want to request a song before I go up to my room. Which song you want to hear? Funkin' for Jamaica by Tom Brown. How many people know that record? I'm going to see how many people know it. So anyway, I'm waiting for the DJ. I'm waiting for the DJ to play the song, and then I'm going to go upstairs and get ready for, you know, the train ride back home. And he not playing the song. So he up on like on a big, I don't know, what you might call this, a second floor tier. He on a second floor tier. All right, G. And now, so he on the second floor. He on the second floor tier. I'm on the bottom. I'm downstairs sitting by the dance floor. And I hear my record come on. For real, I hear it. It's because, you know, I've been waiting for the song to come on. So I hear the record come on, and I hear this. I mean, how many people know that song from the 80s? Now I'm drinking, and I was sitting down, but now I'm standing up. And people that know me good, that's on the line, Shadi, the guy from Brooklyn. I don't know if I got any family members on the line, but people who know me good, they know I don't dance. Now I got two steps that I do. Oh, WAP trying to call me. I don't even think I can answer that. We might get disconnected. Hold on one second. Okay, I'm sorry. This is somebody who called me. They actually was at the party I was at when the thing happened. So I got to call him in. Don't nobody go nowhere, please. This might sound boring or whatever, but it's going to get, trust me, the story is going to get good. Hold on one second. The story is going to get good, trust me. Let me call him on.
Hello?
Hey, WAP.
This way?
Hold on for a minute. I'm telling the story of what happened that night. Then I'll bring you on after that.
Okay, I'm on.
All right. That's somebody who was actually at the party that I'm telling you about. So you could know I'm not lying when my stories be crazy. But sometimes people think I'm lying. He calling from Atlanta, but he's originally from Miami. So I've been waiting like 30 minutes for my song to come on. And like I said to everybody, I finally hear my damn song come on the radio. Song still do something to me. Funkin' for Jamaica. I'm trying to catch the hook, but I'll catch it in a minute. So anyway,
like I said, people know I don't dance, but I felt like it. You know when your body feel like doing something, but your mind don't want to do it? Females probably could more relate to that. The song played, oh, man, whenever I hear this song, everybody got a song to make them feel good. Everybody got a song to make them go back down memory lane. Everybody got a song that touched them in a certain way. But that's the song that touches me. Whenever I hear this song, now, whenever I hear that song right there, problems away. It take all my pain away. And when I hear that, I'm 17, 16 years old again. Carefree, no bills, no problems. Life is just free. And my biggest problem is getting a nickel bag of weed and a quart of pink champagne and seeing who I'm going to sleep with that night. Y'all remember them days. Pink champagne, Colt 45, Old English, and a nickel bag of weed. So anyway, the song Go Off, now, oh man, this weekend has been a blast. I can't wait to get back and tell Dre about it and tell my sister about it and my nephew about it and the guy from Brooklyn about it. I can't wait to get back and tell everybody, friends and people and just everybody that's close to me. I just can't wait to get back and tell them about my trip, how it was paid for. And we had a personal chef that cooked all weekend. I got in the hot tub. Oh, man, this was a weekend from heaven. I go up to my room. I sit down. I might be a little drunk. I sit down. How many people know the beanbag chairs? I sit down in a beanbag chair, but I'm dressed. I got on black alligator shoes, got on black dress pants, I got on a True Religion shirt, a Yankee hat. So I sit back and I lay back and I close my eyes. And I just drift off and start thinking about what a beautiful weekend this was. And how I can't wait to get back to Jersey. To talk to people and to be around people that I care about. My Uber was set to come at 2:30. The person that invited me set the Uber to come at 2:30. 1:30, I take off my dress clothes. I put on a sweatsuit because, you know, you want to be comfortable on the train. I put on a sweat. No, I'm changing into the sweatsuit. The person that invited me there knocks on the door. He comes in. He goes in the closet. He had a bag in there. The bag is not there. He said, yo, somebody got me for my bag. I said, yo, one of your friends came up here and got a cigar cutter out your bag. He said, no, he wouldn't take my bag. My people wouldn't take my bag. So right away I said to myself, a red flag, I said, like, what the fuck that mean? Your people wouldn't take the bag. Well, I would. And everybody who know me, they know my slogan. I don't lie. I don't steal. But I might cheat on a bitch. I've been saying that since I was 18 years old. Excuse the language. But I don't lie. and I don't steal. Anyway, so my man, he goes downstairs. He never comes back. I don't hear him knocking on nobody's door. I don't hear him saying nothing. So I think he found the bag. 20 more minutes go by. I change my clothes. Now I'm on my sweatsuit. I got my suitcase, my gym bag, and another bag, little bag. I'm on my way down the stairs. I hear him come out his bedroom door. Now, don't forget, I'm thinking he found the bag because he never said nothing to me. I said, yo, you found the bag? He said, nah, I ain't found the bag, but the bag better fucking turn up. I said, well, shit, it got to be around here somewhere. He said the bag, either he said the bag cost him $2,000 or he had $2,000 in it. Still right now, I don't know what he said. I'm going to ask WAP when we bring WAP in. He start going off. We in a walkway, like a walkway, like a hallway, but in a mansion, it's a walkway. I call it a mansion, whatever. He like, yo, I want my bag. Somebody better get my bag. I'm like, yo, I don't steal, bro. Don't forget, we've been showing each other nothing but love for the whole weekend. He ranting and raging. He said, oh, nobody don't want to say nothing. Nobody don't want to bring the bag. He marches in his room. He comes out with a gun. Now, that's when the temperature changed. The nigga got a gun. I'm the only one in the hallway with him. Nobody else is out their room. His woman ain't coming out the room, which I still don't know why to this day. Because anybody who got a man that got a woman, if her man run out the room with a gun, she going to be telling them, no, calm down, put the gun down. You don't want to get in trouble. Please, baby, don't do this. I don't know. I would have to love to ask her why she didn't come out the room. My man got the gun in his hand. I'm not afraid. Honestly, I'm going to tell you, I'm not afraid. I'm not paranoid because I had guns pulled on me before. My cousin is on, he's listening on the show. He can verify that. I had guns pulled on me in New York in a crack house. Gun pulled on me in Passaic. I was wrong for scamming somebody. Had a gun pulled on me on Market Street in Patterson and shot at me for scamming somebody. It was another time. Somewhere. I can't think of it right now. But anyway. I wasn't paranoid. I was more hurt that somebody was accusing me of stealing. I hate a thief and a liar. I hate a liar and a thief. More than anything, I hate a liar and I hate a thief. That's the worst thing to me in existence. They should be tarred and feathered and hung and castrated, and a thief should be, and they do that in other countries. If you steal something, they'll cut your arm off. I'm for that. If they did that in America, it would be less crime. If a person steals something, cut his hands off. If you rape a woman, castrate them. Let me be the president. We wouldn't have no crime. So he got the gun. He waving the gun around. You know what I mean? No, I'm not going to lie. He had the gun down by his side. But he's talking loud and reckless. I want my bag. I got to have my bag. I'm like, so then he cocks the gun. He pulls the hammer back. Everybody know the sound of click, click. Everybody know that sound. If you from the streets or you watch movies. When somebody cock a gun, what do that mean? A bullet goes up in the chamber. The bullets are in the cartridge. when you cock the gun, the bullet come out of the cylinder and go into the chamber, is ready to shoot. He said nobody don't want to say nothing. He cocks the gun, clack clack. Now we on a whole different level. Because anybody know this, is listening to this show or from the streets, or anything, what's the cardinal rule? And I can ask about a bunch of people here and there tell me, you don't pull a gun out unless you're going to use it. And it's another cardinal rule. If you pull a gun out of somebody and don't use it, the next time you see them, I don't want to finish that sentence, even though this is the Keeping It Real show. So anyway, the gun back now, like I said, that changed the whole scenario. I take my suitcase, I unzip it. Everybody know when you're going on vacation how your suitcase look nice and neat and folded, but when you're coming back, it's all fucked up. I unzip my suitcase. I dump it on the floor. I call this girl. She at the top of the stairs. Come down. Yo, check my suitcase. I empty my gym bag. Check my gym bag. No book bag. That's not enough. He still want his book bag. Somebody else come from another room upstairs on the second floor. She comes down the stairs. She walks past me. She walked past him. I seen her earlier, but I never looked at her because I'm trained from the streets. When somebody pull a gun on you, you don't take your eyes off of them. So it could have been somebody could have been shitting on the floor to the left of me, and I wouldn't have looked. Could have been somebody having an orgy to the right of me. I was just looking straight ahead at the guy with the gun. The girl come down the stairs. She walked past me. She walked past him. She go out down through the living room, out the patio, and like 30 seconds later, I hear her say, I found the bag. Say what? I found the bag. How many people know that Big Daddy Kane song, the first one he ever did? She found the bag. Accused me of stealing them. You know what he did? Not verbally, but I knew it. I came down there. Everybody who know me, they know my persona. They know my demeanor. They know my character. I've never been a thief in my life. I wish my sister was on this show. She'll be on later. She'd tell you some stories. How she used to make me steal. And then I used to go home and tell my mother. I couldn't keep it on my conscience. We'd be having a Bible study, and I'd be like, I just come out like, Ma, I got something to confess. Like what? Like, Lisa made me steal, like some shit. Yeah, I cannot steal. I'm not even good at lying. I tell everybody, I always tell females, if you want to know what I did, just ask me something. If I don't answer you, that's your answer. I'm not going to say no, I didn't. Anyway, the girl found the bag, and oh, my God, it was like the temperature changed, and I was upset. Anyway, my Uber came, I left, and I haven't talked to him ever since. Now, everybody block them off your phone. Don't let them on your show. Don't never say nothing to them again. I don't know. The bag was in my room. Maybe I was a prime suspect. but this person is well off. He don't need for nothing. I would have more expected him to say, nigga, I could buy 20 bags, keep that bag, but don't never come back to my house again, but not pull a gun on me, not try to take my life, a material thing. I wouldn't even be here right now with all you lovely people. So I wonder if what I said in the beginning was true. Good men do bad things, and bad men do good things, or vice versa. Or good men do bad things. I mean, good men do good things, and bad men do bad things. I don't know. I don't know why I even had to tell that story. I just felt like telling that story. But I'm going to bring somebody on who was there. This was in South Carolina. And everybody, please stay with me. You know, I know this show is a little bit different from where we usually be, but that's what makes it great. Because we all get to come out here. And don't worry, this is only the first hour. The second hour, I got something new for everybody. I got something new. If anybody is a side chick and want to tell a side chick story, I'm going to cash app you $5. If anybody is breaking up with living with somebody, you want to break up with them and you want to tell us your story, I'm going to cash app you $5. I even got a story so somebody could cash app me $5. But hold on. Hold on. Wop.
Here I am. What's happening?
What's the deal, Wop? Hey, look, listen.
Talk to me.
Most people, I don't know how many people know Wop, but Wop came on my show about, I'd say, 4 months ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago. And him and his lovely wife, they set my show on fire for about how you doing? For about 3 weeks straight, they set my show on fire.
And that's when I got suspended and banded and all that too. Don't forget that part. He banded a brother.
Definitely.
I set the rated up sky high, then you throw me off the air.
And who you don't like?
Who I don't like? I don't like pollution. Where he at? He there?
He called Mr. Pollution. Mr. Pollution, but
pollution.
It's Mr. Solution.
Solution in y'all world, but pollution. He pollution in my world.
Mr. Pollution,
you've
been missed.
You still talking about Mr. Solution, man.
Every time I hear your voice, I ask you. He here tonight? I'm going to set the new year off right. He here tonight?
He might be in here. We'll see in a minute.
Okay.
You ain't gonna fight with him, right?
No. I'm starting the new year all right.
Positive.
Okay. Wop.
Talk to me.
So Wop. You was sleep through the whole ordeal, right?
Right. I didn't know what was happening.
But we all was on the patio having a good ass time before that happened,
Yeah. And that's what tripped me out, you know, because once we left, everybody left the patio, everything was all good. So, you know me, I went upstairs and locked my door.
And I was on the porch with him.
Yeah, right. I fell out, dog. I was out for the cop. But my wife said she kept hearing stuff going on over there.
No, but I was outside with him and Art. When Art had broke the beer bottle and they was cleaning it up.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Right.
Nothing was on that back porch.
Right.
Nothing was on that. No bag, no nothing. I know that.
That would get me.
Exactly.
Out of the bag.
Exactly.
And I came upstairs.
How did that turn up out of Wild Blue Yonder?
So the female who came downstairs and went outside and found the bag in 30 seconds, I think
right.
she hid
that
the bag there.
That was Art wife.
No, I don't. I don't know if she hid the bag there. I'm just saying that. I don't know.
He didn't know.
But you better rephrase that now. That was Art wife.
No, I said it. Nothing
yeah.
was back there.
We all know it wasn't nothing back there because we were back there earlier.
So, I figured it out there.
I don't know how the hell that bag, it ain't got no legs on it to walk back there, but it got back there.
It's
okay to Ralph from having.
And
so why?
She know money was in it.
Yes, sir. How you feel about the fact that pulled the gun on me over the bag?
Oh, and see, now that's where he went too damn far with that, though, man. Hey, I told you earlier, once you put a bullet in the chamber, it's no turning back, bro.
Right.
You gonna fuck around shooting an innocent person?
Hell, he was the only one in the hallway with him.
Hey, Jay said he wasn't gonna hit him with that bullet. So.
And we was upstairs, bullet come through walls.
I was the only one in the hallway with him.
Exactly.
Yeah, but hey.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, man. Hey.
We heard about it the next morning. I couldn't believe it.
Because like I said, if my wife would have heard that and woke us up, I would have came down there quick, fast, in a hurry, man. Hold it up.
On the movie room. I heard something, but I didn't, you know, I heard mumbling, like, you know, stuff like that. But we was back in the corner, though, and I turned the TV down. Oh, that ain't it. I thought somebody was in the movie theater across the hall. So I turned the TV back up.
But I know what? We were having too good of a time for it to end like that there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then after you left the next morning, he felt bad buying all the way through the house the next morning. I mean, ain't nobody talking.
Nobody.
Ain't nobody saying no jokes or nothing. I know I was in the wrong damn house then.
I couldn't throw no jokes no more.
Yeah. The whole atmosphere done changed.
I had to shut it down. Yeah,
the next morning, right?
Yeah. You could drop a pin on the floor. Ain't nobody. That shit will echo through the whole house.
The only reason why we knew because Art came and told us.
Yeah. We didn't know nothing. But, Jay. Anyway, I'd have known that was going on. Nah, I'd have came to your rescue, bro, because, hey, a man with a gun and alcohol don't mix.
Before it got to the gun.
Yeah.
That ain't look on the back porch. That ain't look everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I said. He was drinking.
Heavily.
He was drinking heavily that night.
The dude was drinking heavily, dog. Hey, that's why I say alcohol and guns, they don't mix.
Hell, we found money in the room we was in.
I was telling Jay that.
Yeah, he told me he found money in there.
Yeah,
right. So he was
drinking.
He was drinking.
He didn't know it was there.
And then he pulled
the gun. He didn't know the money was there.
Yeah, that don't mix, bro. A gun and liquor, it's no good outcome to that there, boy. It never be a good outcome to that.
And blood.
That's even worse.
And He been trying to call me, but I can't really take his phone call because I don't know how to feel about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, take your time with it.
You remember what I told you earlier? Hey, be the bigger man. It ain't over, and you ain't got no love and no trust for it no more, but you just being the bigger man, letting it know, hey, man, that's a bad outcome that could have been. You know what I'm saying? You've been hurt an innocent person.
But you got to forgive him because he's around a lot of snakes.
But that's
his shot. He
could have, you know,
he could have shot and killed me over something I didn't even do.
That's what I'm saying. And then it's going to be too late to turn back now. You heard that song there before, ain't you? That's one of my old school songs. It's too late to turn back now.
That's a good thing.
Alcohol. And guns do not mix.
And she found the bag.
Yeah.
And she found the bag.
Hey, Omar should have called it. Omar supposed to call Jay.
He
ain't supposed to call no Omar. Omar supposed to call Jay.
Found the bag.
But you know, them young folk, they want to text. Hell no, I want to hear the word come out your mouth.
Nah, you call him and say, whenever you get ready to talk to
him. I told Jay, be the bigger man.
But he got to get ready. Because it ain't that easy to get ready for somebody.
I'm not ready yet.
Right,
exactly.
And that's what my wife said. You ain't ready, but hey, like I say, he ain't gonna call because he know he fucked up. That was real.
He hurt him because
he was wrong.
You was with him doing his having his back all the way around.
Yep.
You had him covered, so he feeling it. I don't know him for years, but he's a good guy. And he going through some things right now. I mean, when you get that high, you be high. You got to come back to the ground. You know what I'm saying? When they get that high, come back down, you know. And maybe that made him come back down.
You know, for our age, we don't believe in texting and all that.
Hell no.
See, them young folks like to text, so. By you being the bitter man
give a talk
to her. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be no harm come up out of her. That'd be your chance to hit him with some real negative shit that he did to you, man, because that was fucked up. You did everything for that man that weekend there, and that's the thanks you get? Hell no.
He know
I want to tell you that face to face. That was fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't know how I feel.
Yeah.
He hurting now.
He hurting, but still, though, them young folks to text you to death. I don't want to. I can't read, goddammit.
I want
to hear the word come out your mouth.
Yeah,
but
he got to get ready himself.
It ain't every day that you get. It ain't every day that you get a gun pulled on you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's like we had a good time at dinner. Woo! You know what I'm saying? What?
Hey, that's a black person party. Sooner or later,
something
stuff always come about in a party. When it's the alcohol and everything else.
You got to stop saying that.
I don't know about white folk party because I'd never go to there.
I don't go, but I see it on TV.
I don't believe it.
Stop saying black.
I'm talking about us.
In general. It ain't just us.
It always turns out.
That's where you get solution that time about culture.
I was going to make up solution, but I won't get a solution, a motherfucking thing. So let's get that part right.
Okay, you just proved it to the man.
Nah.
But leave pollution alone. She ain't got nothing to do with it.
We talking about
said,
our
she
problem.
Said, leave, she said leave Mr. Solution alone. Hold on.
I ain't going to leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Huh?
Wow. Hold on.
I
got another caller. Hold on, all right?
Go ahead. I'm on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
0672.
Hey, Jay. It's Gigi.
Hey,
listened to your story, and I'm going to tell you this. That was your test. That young man is dealing with, he don't know who to trust. But God said that the weapon will form, but it will not prosper.
It sure won't.
And it didn't prosper. And it was a lesson to be learned out of that. But remember, forgiveness is not for the other person. And I understand having
it's
to get
you.
Ready, you know, because that's a hard thing. Like you said, you never pull it. You know, I'm from the streets, too. You don't pull no gun that you're not going to use. And then she said, we're not going to finish that last part. But at the end of the day, life can be one or two things. It can be for you or it can be against you. But when you allow it to be against you, it's because you allow your feelings and emotions to get involved.
Exactly.
And sometimes feelings and emotions will get us messed up. And rightfully so, because you're still human. I would have some feelings and emotions about that, too. And not trying to give him a pass, but know that that wasn't even about him. That was your test.
It wasn't.
And I'm going to tell you why that was your test.
Wow.
Because you've been trying to change. You've not been trying to. You've changed your life. So if the enemy can step in And in a second, just in a second, what if you had reacted to them streetways?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a goodbye to somebody.
Because it could have went a whole other way.
The devil was a liar.
And know that your weapon formed, but it didn't prosper.
Exactly.
It didn't prosper. Guess what he didn't get? He didn't get the reaction.
You say it didn't. We passed that.
Yeah.
She tried to tell you.
It didn't happen. No. I said the weapon formed, but it did not prosper. And know that, like I said, that was your test. Because the reaction that the enemy wanted to get from you, he didn't get it.
Right.
And you walked out the door. Now, that doesn't mean that you got to sit down and break bread with him.
No,
don't mean that. But you do have to forgive. You know
that's
why?
Right.
You
have to forgive.
You reap what you sow. Think back. Might not have been yesterday. Might not have been the day before, but think back, way back. But even in the midst of that, God didn't let that weapon fall.
Exactly. Amen. Woo.
So when we start to look at things in another light and not what it was meant, you know, because the enemy wants us to, you know, if he can get into our ear gates, you got that one on either side. But at the end of the day, you stayed focused. You didn't take your eye off of him.
I say forgive.
You ain't take your eye off of him? And it may take you a minute. But remember, forgiveness is not for the other person.
But he seen the devil walk around. He seen it.
Yeah.
You don't know who to trust.
The devil was holding that gun. You don't know what.
Well, you know, and not only that, you guys, from what you guys are saying, that this young man is wealthy and well off, don't want for nothing. He don't know who to trust because he got a bunch of
snakes
and everything else around him.
That's what
I don't even know who this man is. But his, you know, because let him lose everything today or tomorrow, he won't be able to find the next meal.
Exactly. I found money when we were in a draw, and I went downstairs and I told him and whoever was in that room, come get it. I don't play like that. I don't steal nothing. Come and get it.
And then you don't know you don't know if it was a setup from the door.
Exactly. But check this out. That night, the person who bags was in that room, they said I was our room. When I seen him, when I walked in, I took him out. So while later on, you know, hours came and stuff, and I was taking my stuff out. It was like set up like a little hotel. I was taking my stuff out, my earrings, all of that, putting it in the drawer. And I told my husband, look at this. So I told him I was going out and let him know. Nobody claimed that money. Not that
like
night.
Like I said,
not
you don't know. It was a setup from the door. That means
exactly.
You don't know.
Because he asked us how much it was, and we told him it did not prosper. Right, because I don't play the stealing like the man say right there. I don't want nobody to take mine. I ain't going to take yours. And I ain't about nobody finna set me up for nothing. But he told us, do you know nobody still claim that money? I can't say because I ain't seen. I don't know those people. People was getting and putting everywhere for themselves.
They were robbing it.
Oh, yeah, they'll put stuff up. Nobody knows.
But I didn't know what was happening. That's all I can say.
But I tell you what, he wouldn't be somebody that I would want to be in their company again at a party that they're hosting and we in the same house. We can be in the same room. We're not going to be in the, you know, as far as living quarters. No, we ain't going to do that.
Right.
But see, I don't know now. You don't know whether to trust them. The Bible tell you trust no man.
Trust no woman neither.
That's a man.
Well, no man goes on with all that. Let's take care of all of it. Because we one man first.
Right.
So So, yeah.
But trust no woman, too, so it's equal. Let's put that
out
there.
Oh, that goes both ways. I believe in equality. It goes both ways.
Exactly.
She wasn't trying to.
That's not a one-way side. That's not a one-sided thing.
So, like I said, hey, that between Jay and Omar, the work that I. But like Jay said, it ain't going to be no time soon. And he got time, so, hey, whenever he ready, let him be ready. If he ain't never ready,
yep.
That let, so well, let it be.
At the end of the day, that's between him and God. However
hey,
it goes,
like I said,
your way.
We can sit up here and talk about God all we want, but when you got a gun pointed at you.
God was there.
Yeah.
I keep trying to tell you about
God that. Was on one end and the devil was on the other end.
But God didn't have him to shoot him and kill him.
But that trigger should have went off just as easy.
It's
that time.
You keep on trying to tell you. God be showing you how it works. And,
and the devil do too.
You keep on bringing the devil up. Leave that alone
it's
when God
sides.
Do his
it's
job.
It's two sides.
Ain't no two sides.
Okay.
It's one, God.
Okay.
You believe
it's
in
three
God,
sides.
You cover.
Side, the other person's side and the truth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I said, hold up.
I'm God.
So, okay.
I try to.
I don't know. Well, really, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know why
he's
it happened.
He's frozen right now.
And I don't really know. Where we stand from there, but
you in a zone right now.
Yeah, I told you, be the bigger man because that,
I'm gonna
me
and him we will talk again one day.
Right,
that wasn't about you.
And
it wasn't about you.
I was pressure on him.
Exactly.
You know, and hoping that was a good. We gonna take a quick break. But one second. We got a caller. Everybody, hold on. We got a caller. Let's let the caller speak.
Yeah.
This 88555. You live.
Yeah, this is Shadi from Peep Game TV. I just have a few questions. You know, I've been listening to what everybody been saying, and I've had guns pulled on me quite a few times. First time I was 16 years old. But I just wanted to ask, was the gun at any time ever pointed at you?
No, he kept the gun down by his side.
Okay. All right, you know, because that makes a difference for me. You know, I've had individual that I protected with, you know, putting my life in danger to protect him, only to have him pull a gun and point it at me. You know what I mean? And that's a whole different thing. You have to realize, like, okay. Basically, from what I'm listening to, this is a tactic. This is something at the time, you know, person angry, a person, you know, pulls, you know, instead of just coming at you physically, it's like, as long as the gun is by his side, even if he pulls, you know, he puts the gun in the chamber. He puts a bullet in the chamber. At no time did he aim it at you. So he was conscious that he wasn't trying to hurt you. You know what I mean? He was conscious enough to know, look, I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm trying to scare him, if anything, if he do has it. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's a whole different thing being and having guns pointed at me. You know, once a person point a gun at you, anything can happen once a person point a gun at you. You know what I mean? But if a bullet goes off and it's at his side, what's going to happen to you? Nothing's going to happen to you.
But it don't take nothing but a second to pull that gun up once he's cocked.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. We're not judging what could happen, because if we talk about what could happen, it could be peace on earth, but it's not. So we're talking about what did happen. That's how we judge the situation, based on what did happen. That's why I asked him, did at any time he pointed at him. If he didn't point it at you, it's a misunderstanding that got a little out of control. And it's something for me personally, you know, I would want to find out, you know, what even made you pull it out? Because he didn't pull it on you. He pulled it out. You know what I'm saying?
But he had something on his mind.
I know pulled it. And like the sister said, it may not even been about Jay. It may have been about other stuff that he's been going through.
Yeah, he had a lot on his mind.
Right. And if you're saying that he can't trust people, you know, he overreacted. That's how I would take it. He overreacted with the situation because it's something that, like I said, at no time did he aim it at you where it could have slipped and he shot. If worst case scenario, if a bullet went off, he'd have shot himself in the foot or shot himself in the leg. So he put himself in more danger than he had you by not pointing it and keeping it to his side.
But it wouldn't take nothing but a second to point it. No, you already got it cocked. It don't take nothing but a second to point it. So, bro, that ain't true. Yeah.
That is true.
The situation didn't go out. It was bad enough. Right. Right. The reality is, yeah, he cocked it. I've had a gun and put it to a person's head. You know what I'm saying? Because a person stole a watch from me, knowing that I had taken the bullets out, but he didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else knew.
He didn't know
I had the bullets out. You know what I'm saying? But the point was, I pointed it at him. So that's the difference. So, and it was about fear, planting fear in the individual to let him know, like, he never knew that no bullets was in there. Like, so it was about,
yeah, but
look.
You played around with that man, so you gave him another chance. Next time he see you and he point one at you, he going to bust your ass for playing the first time.
No, he ain't know he had a bullet.
But you don't play with no gun like that. That's the point of a gun.
The point was, listen to me, he paid me my money because I spared his life. I could have taken his life over it. So guns can be used in different ways. You know what I mean? There was times
you gave him a second chance.
This is what I'm saying. So by his appreciation of the second chance, he paid me my money. So he paid your money for his life.
But now, what if you're one of them guys who would say, come back at you the second time, knowing that you done pointed the gun at him the first time, and he kill you?
I mean,
but you spared his life.
But see, I don't live my life about what is. I live my life The reality is, at this time, this is what I'm saying. This is nothing that I did on an ordinary basis. This was an individual that did something to me, and that's how I chose to handle it at that time. There's been other times where I've had guns in my hand and somebody wanted to fight, and I passed the gun off to fight the person. So it's been different. Okay. But what I'm saying is, the mindset of pulling a gun and aiming a gun is two different things. You know what I'm saying?
If somebody
got a gun and they talking and they not pointing the gun at me, I'm not taking it the same way as somebody got a gun and they pointing it at me. That's like, you know what I mean? It's different for me. when a person has a gun around me composed to pointing the gun at me. That's two different events, you know, because it's the same thing.
But that situation like what you just said, you spared that man life. But if he was a tough guy, he would have came back and got you for you sparing his life.
But
you don't point no gun at nobody
the thing is this. He was grateful for his life being spared because, as I told you, he didn't know that no bullet
right.
was in it.
He's never found
so,
out
so
that.
Now that so it wasn't a point. It was a point of, okay, how do he know the next time he come at me? If he come at me, I won't kill him that next time. So if
no,
we're
kill
talk
you.
This, if we gonna talk this, but the reality is. This person did something wrong. Like the person that thought
right.
Jay did
he
something wrong.
Her.
So this is the thing. This is out of reaction. This is not me just grabbing a gun and putting it to somebody's head.
Exactly.
This is somebody that came into my house and stole something from
For
me
real.
Out of my house. So I knew this person stole it. It wasn't I thought or maybe I knew this person stole it. So it's
exactly.
different with the situation with Jay because Jay didn't take it. So and
right.
nor did he point the gun at Jay. So we got to be mindful of that point of it and not say, oh, he could have not pulled the gun out at all if that was the case, but he did. So let's go with what he did do and handle it according to what he did do. And then deal with it in that from that faction, from that manner
right.
of okay, you pulled the gun out. I was offended because you pulled the gun out around
exactly.
me and you was angry. You didn't point it at me, and I give you that part. But why did you even pull the gun out in the first place? This is the conversation that
he
I would be having.
He just pulled it out.
You know what
the
I mean?
Found the battle sometimes. That's
She ain't
well,
had
yeah.
a damn
I mean, I mean, I mean, the thing is
that situation. Did,
but
he wasn't there.
Still,
but
go ahead.
I'm glad he went and got that bag.
He came back with the bag in time.
I mean,
we can say that.
You know what I mean? But the reality is he didn't point it at you when he first pulled it out.
Right.
It's a different story. Something was on his mind. He had enough respect for you, even though he was angry that he didn't point it at you. So we got to give him that much credit. We don't want to
exactly.
say, Oh, she came with the bag. That's why he didn't point it. Because if he was that angry, as soon as he pulled it, he would have pulled it to your
He would have pointed it.
Right. He would have pointed it. So
if
I understand
now,
that, too.
Right. Now, if that went down,
he wasn't
now
thinking
you,
that.
It's a whole different scenario. Right.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So my thing is, I don't look at it as he was trying to put you in harm's way. He was trying
right.
to see if you had
exactly.
what he thought you had. You know what
but
I mean?
He had
right.
down.
That's how I'm looking at it. But go ahead.
I kind of, like I said, I never felt threatened because, like I said, you know, where we grew up at. Like I never really felt threatened. It was more like a hurt to my
yeah hurt
to my to my
your
ego.
Yeah, and that's
but
what
look,
you got to give
look,
them for.
But look, hold on. We gotta take a quick break. I gotta call some more people to the show. Everybody, I know. I know this show is it's a little bit different from how it usually is. We usually out here talking about relationships, but yo,
this is a relationship too. Y'all knew each other for a long time.
This,
this is a
we're talking about
stuff that happened in real time. And,
exactly, right now.
And that go along with keeping it real too. So we're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna play my song, and then we gonna come back.
The
so you know me, nobody.
That's what. Yeah.
Nobody gonna go nowhere. We'll come back, and we'll try to see if we could talk about whatever. We gonna talk about whatever we want to talk about. This is my first night back. I'm happy. I see all the people on the phone lines. If you want to say something, press 1. You know what I mean? I see all the people on the phone lines. You know, get involved in the conversation. You know, that's what it's all about. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
We're keeping it real with Jay Shaw, online radio podcast. If I could cue it up.
What you do with my speaker, Emma? Yes,
I feel him.
Time out. That's the wrong song. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast. Let me see. 1 second. Oh six seven two. You was here already, right?
I'm here. Yeah, I was here. I got kicked out. I don't know what happened.
Okay. All right. I saw your number pop back in. We gonna switch gears unless somebody else got something to say about that. I really understood what WAP and his wife said, and I understood Shot D gave me a different perspective on the situation too. I got a different perspective on the situation, but I don't want to. We only got about 30 more minutes, and we done spent like an hour and a half talking about the man that pulled the gun on me. I started to call him from the show. That would be some shit, wouldn't it? If I call him from the show.
No, it won't be no shit. Y'all close like that. It won't be no shit.
You think that's a good
idea?
Hey, just a new year. Yeah, I think it'll be a good idea. Y'all got to air that out, man, because y'all been together for too long to let something like that there tap y'all relationship, man.
But Jay, you know what? Just my opinion, I think that's something y'all should talk about first, because you don't know if he was going through something and it's not something that may want to be discussed on the show until you know
he listening right now, I believe he's listening right now.
I believe that too.
You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, you and that man were too close. You know what I'm saying? He got to figure out a way.
No, I think you know, you and him need to discuss it, and then after you guys discuss it, if you guys decide you want to bring it on the show and, you know, let us hear about how it went down and why it went down, then I'll be for that. Because remember, all of us are guilty of having something that we are dealing with and taking it out on somebody else.
Exactly.
All of us are
guilty
at that one time or another. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta look at it from that standpoint. You know? Because we gotta start giving each other grace instead of burning each other every time we do something to each other that we disagree with or we don't like. So you know, it's time for us to be a new people. You know, that's what it's time for. And the new year, positive energy, absolutely, he overreacted, made an error, but at no time during the situation did he actually put your life in danger. So that part, he has to be acknowledged as well. For me, the type of individual I am, once he came out with the gun, I'm going to question him then. You know what I mean? Yo, what is the gun for? You know what I mean? That's me, who I am. Like, what do you got the gun? Same thing with the guy when he pulled the gun on me. Yo, what is you pulling the gun on me for? What propels you to grab the gun and put it on me? And then he went into some whole different spiel about some other stuff. You know what I mean? Because my thing is, I want to know why. What did I do to you to make you feel that you need to use the gun? You know,
you gave me a good different perspective. But hold on, 6246, you live.
Yeah, guess who? Happy New Year, brother.
Oh.
Who this? Who this?
Hey, Lord West.
Who?
It ain't Lord West.
Hey, happy New Year, Jay, and Brother Shadeen, and the listening audience on Keeping It Real, because I finally got a chance to break away from my 7 o'clock show on Grown Folk. This is your brother. I had to get on here to wish you a happy New Year many more, Jay.
Oh, happy New Year to you too, brother. Exactly. This
peace,
far
peace, brother. Peace, brother. Far.
Y'all remember.
Yeah,
y'all remember
peace,
that voice.
Yeah. Hey, Jay, just to let you know, Dr. James is in the hospital, and also I went to see Miles last night. I came over to St. Joe's real quick to visit that brother.
What?
Yeah, I came over. I had to see him, man. Miles, man, you know, we got to – and he's doing a little better.
Miles is a trooper.
Miles
is a trooper.
Yeah. I think you ought to go pay him a visit if you get a chance, man. Just stick your head in over there.
I talked to him on the phone. He calls,
oh, you did?
He calls me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he calls me.
I went over there last Saturday. It got to be about 1 o'clock. I had some runs to make. I said, got to go see the brother because, like I said, you never know, Jay. We already know, you know, from day to day, you know.
Yeah, we were talking about somebody had accused me of stealing something and pulled the gun on me at a park. At a
what?
A weekend part, yeah. That's what we was talking about for the last hour. I had went to somebody's house. They had was gonna a big party to propose to their wife, and they had accused me of stealing something to pull the gun on me.
Wow.
And then they found them, and then they found what they was looking for. So we just was talking about you know, the situation, and I don't want to say black on black crime. Shadi don't like that, so I was just saying, we were just talking because somebody on the phone who was they was there. They was also it was in South Carolina.
It happened in South Carolina.
Yeah, over the New Year's holiday.
Hmm.
And
wow.
They pulled a gun and cocked it.
What?
Like they were getting the bus off. Yeah. Yeah, accused me of stealing something, a bag worth $2,000 or $2,000.
And he's talking about never cutting the gun with face down. Don't mean shit. Yeah, 1 second.
Did the dude apologize, Jay?
In a text, but like my man Watts said, you don't apologize in the text.
No, you don't apologize. Don't nobody want to hear text. That means you don't
That's
mean.
That's crazy. Wow. What if that gun accidentally went off?
Right.
You
tell the guy that talk about if it wasn't pointed at you, it don't mean nothing. Yes, it do mean something. A loaded gun means a lot. I don't care what angle it is that first. It don't take no but a second to point at you.
That's right. Oops, made a mistake. Oh, we found the money. So-and-so had it. I shot the wrong man. Now,
right.
One person's fatal, and the other one going
you
to jail by being stupid.
Life. That's life in prison on a mistake.
Yep. And they wait. Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they waiting to lock us up, buddy, trying to put us back on the plantation and with bad
that's
behavior.
What tell you.
That's what happens.
Even everybody go there and say something for him, nigga, you, the judge still giving you life in prison. No ifs and buts about it. And what makes it so bad, the dude did, he was blind. You know what I'm saying? Why would a blind man go get a gun?
What?
Tell the story, Jay, if you're going to tell it.
Oh,
tell the man the truth. Tell the story if you're going to tell it.
Hey, WAP, I didn't tell nobody that.
Tell the story if you're going to tell it. Nah. Keeping it real? I thought the name of this show was Keep It Real. Huh? What happened to Keep It Real? Let's keep it real. That make it worse. He could have shot anybody, not just you.
That's right. Hey, Jay, you could have dodged
keep
that.
It real.
You could have got away with that.
Keep it real.
You could have dropped and rolled, man. He would have got you.
Keep it real, bro.
See, Wop went the grab it out the hat. So yeah, the guy who pulled the gun on me was blind. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It is true. That is true.
He going through it. A lot of
things happening
to him.
Don't tell no half a story. Tell the whole story if you're going to tell a story.
Hey, the blind man going through a lot. Just pain.
Yeah, but you don't do that.
Hey, now we know why he didn't pull the gun up. He didn't know who to aim it at.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That made
it
even worse. He could hit anybody.
People that's blind, they still could hear. I was still talking. He was standing right
next
to me.
Yeah, he could hear where you at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They more conscious than a person that can see. What you talking about?
He was staring at me like he could see.
Okay,
all of that voice.
That's all that was, yeah.
Well, Shadi, thank you for giving us a different perspective of that, because you asked a question that none of us asked. Did he ever point
the gun? No, because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Gigi. My sister, my brother, my friends, everybody told me, block them off your phone. Don't let them back on your show and all that. But I don't really feel like that. Like Wop said,
you got
to be the bigger person.
That's right.
I feel like this is a brother who's been going through a lot.
Right.
I was the prime suspect because the bag was in the room I was sleeping in. Also, I was telling them how nice the bag was all day. So,
okay.
Of course, he was going to think it was me.
Right. He went with that.
But the only thing I'm saying is he could have did it different.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He could have said I could buy a million bags.
Right.
You know, and now I can't never come back to my house no more. Shit. He ain't have to pull a gun out.
No.
That's serious business when you go get a gun.
Yeah, and unfortunately...
Well, he pulled a gun on someone that he felt was also not going to retaliate the way that somebody else would have.
That's what
you know,
Dre
said.
You
know, because sometimes people do things, like I said, you know, the man's going through probably a whole lot. He don't know who to trust. But he pulled it on somebody that didn't retaliate the way that maybe somebody else would have. Somebody else might have took the gun from him. And shot him with.
How are you supposed to retaliate when somebody got a gun? How are you supposed to retaliate that? Tell me that.
There is no retaliation.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, you know, it didn't happen. So we got to look at it in a different way. Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
That's why I say, Jay, go ahead and be the bigger man and talk to the man. You know, that's y'all conversation.
I don't believe you should talk on the show. I believe y'all should talk to one another, have an understanding, and then if y'all decide to come to, like, you know, an agreement to come back on it. But that may be something that y'all need to, you know, discuss between them.
Hold on. What they get that situation straightened out, leave it right there. That's between them two.
Yeah.
Hold on, everybody. We got another caller. Hold on. 1298, you live.
Grand Rising, peace to everybody on the nine.
Listen,
wait a minute, stop,
hold
Jay.
Hold up,
stop, Jay, stop. Because I got something I want to say to you.
But wait, hey, Liam, I want to say one thing.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
This is somebody else who was it's from up here in Jersey that was at the party in South Carolina. All right, go ahead. You got the floor.
What I would ask is everybody that you got off of mute when I'm speaking and talking, please don't say anything. Because the minute you say something, I'm going to stop talking. And I'm not going to say nothing else. The first thing I want to say.
Nobody don't say nothing. Nobody say nothing.
We got 5 minutes.
Because listen. No, listen.
The first
listen,
thing. The first
Leon,
thing.
Leon
listen,
was
no,
there.
Stop, Jay. I got it, Jay. Jay, this is what I want to say to you, brother.
What's up?
On a scale to 1 to 10, my respect for you is a million now. Because this is keeping it real.
Right.
And me and you, we bonded. We bonded while we was there. And you got people that's talking and speaking, really, that wasn't there. They can only give their opinion. And the opinion, in the opinion that most that you should have took was Sadiq's. And Sister Soldier, she had some valid points also. You know, Wap and his wife, you know, there was things that weren't said. And that's why I give Jay all the respect in the world now. And I didn't have to charm in here and say nothing because, you know, and that's why I got the respect for Jay that I got for him now. And so let me clear some things up for the people that's talking that came in and spoke and was talking over top of each other the way they were. First thing, Jay, that I want to correct you on is that she did come out the room. And before I say that, I want to say this. I got a big amount of respect for you now, brother, because what you didn't do is you didn't come up here and you didn't start calling names. No names should have been called at all.
Right.
That's just
right.
My opinion. Oh, and I'm going to give you two million more amounts of respect. Right. Yeah, stop. Stop. See? Look, listen. A name was called.
Go ahead,
it was.
Go ahead, Leo.
And something else. Something else that was said that shouldn't have been said either. But I'm going to clear something up for you, Jay, so you'll know. I'm going to clear up two things. And guess what? Can't neither one of y'all who charmed in say anything. You know why? Because I was there. Now, another thing that I noticed, Jay, your whole conversation is different. You actually said a cuss word and you apologized for it. So that tells me that somebody else is on this line listening. Also, and so this is what I want to say. I want to clear this up with you, Jay, and I want to clear this up with you, Wap, and your wife. I want to clear this up with you. She did come out the room, and she did call that brother's name, and she did tell him to stop. She did. Number two, yes, she did. Yes,
I don't know nothing about that. I didn't come out no room.
Listen. That's right. So I'm telling it to you. Listen, because he did knock on my door, and he did ask me, did I have a bag in there? He did ask me also. So I asked him what he was talking about, and I said, give me a minute. And so, and Jay can vouch for what I'm saying. And when I came out the room, and Jay was right, he never pointed that gun at him. And so, the answer to your question is the gun would actually went off, it shot the floor itself because he never pointed that gun. But when I came out the room, what I said to him is, what are you doing? I said, you don't invite your guests down here and treat them like this and come at them like this and nonetheless pull some gum. I told you, stop reacting to things and be more proactive than reacting. So what are you doing? And then things kind of changed. The mood did kind of change. He still said what he said, but he wasn't ramping and raving as he was. And Jay, you're right. You got every right to feel what you want to feel and how you really feel. And I don't think, and if that brother is up here listening, I wanted to clear that up. She did come out the room, and she did tell him to stop, and he did knock on my door and ask me the same question, not knowing what they was even talking about at all. And so it didn't matter to me what they was talking about. I was going to step in and intervene. So I stepped out with that person still with that gun in his hand. Didn't matter to me. And so he heard what I said, and it kind of set the tone a little bit different. So Jay set a part that I didn't know that happened to a certain degree, and I couldn't have known because I'm also blind. And so let me clear this up with you, WAP, and your wife, with the respect that's due to you guys, because I heard y'all make another allegation that I don't believe that was true. And I'm going to tell you why it wasn't true. The money that you found in the room could have been mine, because I stayed in that room the night before.
Well, you see, it can't be crazy.
So,
that's right.
Okay, listen, listen. Okay, listen.
We
okay,
didn't
wait a
take
minute.
It.
Listen. Okay, listen. Listen. Just listen to me. How would I know I left it in there if I was blind? How would I know it was there? I just told you I'm blind, so I wouldn't know.
You put it there.
But
that's
my point.
You know. You don't
but
know
my point.
Put things
okay.
in spot.
You forgot.
You
okay.
forgot.
So listen. So listen. So listen.
That's not
so
an allegation.
What I'm saying. So listen. So what I'm saying. No, this is the allegation that you guys made, that y'all were set up. The money was put there on purpose to
no.
get taken. And y'all did right.
Nobody
wait. Hold. Wait a minute. Wait.
Right,
stop.
Bro.
Stop.
You don't want to be accused of being set up. You wrong.
That's right. So you took,
we didn't
so
say
you
that.
Took the money.
We didn't say
so you,
that.
Listen. Wait a minute. So listen. So if I phrased it wrong, I'm telling y'all right
you
now
did.
In front of everybody. I'm enough man and king to say that I phrased it wrong. So let's
okay.
phrase it the way you said it. Let's phrase it the way you said it. And I'm it don't even matter what you said. Let's say this. You took that money and you gave it to the person which house it was, right? So that
now,
was the right thing.
Owner of the house.
You did, right, so listen. So
we don't
the right
see
thing. Him. Now
right.
watch
we
this,
don't
though.
See him.
Think. Now, listen. Think about this. Think. All I want you to do is just think. All I'm asking you to do, you two guys to do, is think. Because I heard when I start talking and I said that and I brung that up, I heard what both of y'all instantly started saying, right? But you're not thinking.
Get it
so let me give you something to think about. Let me give you something to think about. You did the right thing. You took it to the owners. And you said, well, why you didn't say nothing? I just told you because I'm blind. Maybe I didn't know. I left it in there to go back.
Well, that ain't our problem. We didn't know you were blind, and we
listen,
didn't care about
listen,
you being blind.
Listen,
what we did,
listen,
we
listen.
Gave it to the
now,
owner
now,
of the house.
Now, listen. Now,
I don't
no,
care
no,
what you're trying to say. We gave them people.
Jay. So, Jay, this is what I'm going to ask you, Jay. Listen, Jay, this is what I'm going to ask
you.
See, this is why. See, this is why. So, this is why I got the amount of respect for you, Jay, that I do. Did you hear what he just said? He said he didn't care. He didn't care. He didn't care. He didn't care. Listen, Jay. In the listening audience, please just listen to what you're listening to. What this man just said was he didn't care that I was blind. Right? And it didn't have nothing to do with them. They took the money and they gave it to the owners. What I said to them was what I said was I stayed in that room the night before them. So the money could have been mine. And I wouldn't have known that I left it in there in the drawer because I am blind. And so I'm just saying the allegations that they made that they took the money because they didn't want to be accused of something was the right thing to do. That's all I'm saying. And so I'm saying, and so right. So if nobody didn't come and claim the money, if somebody didn't come and claim the money back, then maybe if I didn't know the money was even left in there.
That's between you and the owner.
So listen. So you're not understanding. I hope everybody that's listening on here understands. I hope everybody on the line that's listening.
We do not steal, bro. We gave the money to the owner of the house.
This conversation. Listen, this conversation has nothing to do with you or your wife stealing anything.
But it sounds
what
like
I said
you
to you was,
in it.
Yeah, so listen. I didn't say anything about,
down, yeah.
listen.
We don't know what
listen.
Happened that night.
So
okay, but I was,
we,
but
we,
I was
did you
down,
go get your money? Did you go get your
okay.
money from the owner?
How?
Because
listen,
that's where we
how would I? Listen, listen to me. Please listen to me. Listen, please listen to me and everybody on the line. Please understand what I'm saying because I can see that neither
he
one of them do understand what I'm saying.
He made
right, no. No, 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 no.
Listen,
what,
only
what you
if,
was,
if you happen
you said,
to walk in our
listen,
shoes, that's the only way you would know.
They don't care.
We
he
do.
Just said he just said
we
he didn't care if I was blind.
Down and we could forget.
Right.
I have vision
right.
blind.
I ain't got
wow.
nothing against blind people.
We,
no, no, don't take that like
okay.
that.
But,
I
you,
said,
but you shouldn't have came out your mouth. But you shouldn't have came out your mouth and said. But you should have never came
you
out your mouth
well,
and said, I don't care
well,
if you're blind.
Yeah.
Listen,
I
so I'm explaining to you. But I'm explaining
back.
To
if that,
you,
if
you
that
can't.
Offended you,
you
I
can't.
Take that back. But
you
I'm
can't.
Telling
listen.
You.
No, it doesn't.
You
it
can
doesn't
go get
me.
The
you
money.
You can't take it back. Listen.
Well, I'm not
going
to take
can't.
It back if you don't want to accept it, bro. That's
listen,
your problem. But like I said,
listen.
We did not. We not Jesus. Come to no place to steal. We make money. We got money. Plenty of that. We do not steal. That's why we took that money to the owner of the house. So
because you didn't
want to
be,
that,
you didn't want to be,
your money,
but listen,
if it's your money,
wow.
you go get it. You want me to mail you the money?
So Jay,
you
Jay,
need the money?
So Jay,
I give you some.
So Jay, this is what
you
I'm saying.
Wrong,
I hope
bro.
Everybody. I hope no, I didn't take it wrong. Uh-huh. What I said was to you was before y'all stayed in that room, I stayed in that room. That's what
okay,
I said.
We,
to you.
How
I said
we know
the
that?
Money could have been mine.
We didn't know
right?
that.
You didn't know.
We didn't
you
know
didn't
that.
Know, but you didn't need
you
to know.
You didn't know,
what
but
I'm
you're not
to
taking
you,
the time
listen.
Out to listen.
We don't need to know.
Right, because
okay,
they, because
so
they
now,
don't.
Now,
right.
You said
so
I
listen,
didn't need
so I'm
to
saying,
know.
What
if we'd have been some nasty people and kept the money?
Okay, so listen, this is what I'm saying.
Some nasty people and kept it.
No. Right, but what you said earlier in the show, sir, was that you took the money, you gave it to the owner because you did not want to be accused of stealing because you didn't know whether they set that money there on purpose or not. You said that earlier
no,
in the show.
No,
you said that.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
We didn't say that.
I'm quite
the
sure. I'm quite sure that Jay can send you the copy of the show, and I guarantee you that you said that. Right? This is what
bro,
made me comment. Because Jay knows. Because Jay knows. Mm. Jay knows.
We don't steal.
Okay, excuse me. Can I make a correction? Can I correct everybody?
Yeah, please correct that for him.
I said that it
exactly.
could have. I didn't say it was a setup. I said
right.
it could have been
could have.
A setup.
Okay.
And I was
well,
only
well,
giving my opinion.
So
and
then,
I'm
so
done
listen,
with that.
I apologize.
I'm
listen,
the one that said
so
that, but
again,
I said it could
no,
have been.
No, don't apologize. We do not
okay,
accept
so
that. That's why
you
don't
so
accept
again,
mine.
So listen, right. So once again,
mine,
I'm going to apologize. Listen,
I
listen,
it,
listen.
It,
so once again,
it.
So once again, listen. So once again, I can say that
otherwise,
I misspoke
I
and I was wrong about who said that, right? So listen, so I apologize. So this
no
is what I'm going to say to you again. Right.
I don't
that's
accept
fine.
It, because I didn't like the way you just came off on me.
Okay, listen. So listen. So I'm fine with that. But the point I was making to
you,
sir,
fine
is
with
this.
It.
Listen. That's fine, sir. You don't have to accept my apology. You know why? Because my spirit is clear about what I'm saying. And why that's fine, sir. That's fine. But listen, neither one of y'all was downstairs when all that transpired. But I was.
No,
but
I
was.
Love it
that's
downstairs.
Right. Okay, so listen. But I was. So I'm saying,
okay.
Jay, my respect for you just went up another million because you could have said a lot of things, but you did, and I appreciate you for that, brother. And so
thank
I'm just
you.
Saying
thank
that I'm saying you should never want to pull him up on this show and do this. This ain't no side show. You because
no,
it is
right.
show, because the deep
up,
because
George,
the deep rooted
they
because
need
the
to
deep rooted
one
because
on one with each other
because the deep
that's
listen sir. They, you ain't saying nothing that was already said to Jay because me and Jay have been concentrating ever since that
okay,
day, even when he was still on the train.
Let's get back to
even,
the program.
Even though, listen, but see how you are, sir? See how
yeah,
you are?
No. Because I don't like
so,
you
so,
just
so,
accused me of my wife
so,
or something, bro. When you talk about me
okay,
and my wife,
I didn't accuse y'all. I didn't accuse y'all.
Yes, you did.
I did not accuse y'all.
Leon,
listen.
Let it go,
you
brother.
Exactly
yes, you did.
Listen.
You pull out the tape
Jay,
and listen to what you said.
Jay,
you accused us, bro.
Jay. No, that's not what I did, sir. If you'd have took the
yes,
time to listen to what I was trying. Listen. If you'd have took the time to listen to what I was trying to tell you about. Listen. What you don't do is you don't listen. If you'd have took the time
what
to listen to what I was
do,
trying to
you
tell
don't
you.
You don't listen to what you say.
Okay.
Leon, let it
listen.
Go, brother.
Forrest, stop, Charles. listen. But I'm enough man. I'm enough man to tell you that
no,
when some
not.
Blind people
you
sit things down.
Listen, you piss me off.
All day, every day. He pissed off. I don't care about him. He could be pissed off
you know
all he wants. He misinterpreted. He misinterpreted what I was trying
right
to say.
We did the right thing of turning the money in. Now you accusing
nobody
us
didn't
of
say,
BS?
No, sir, brother. That's not what I did. What I tried to explain to you was, I'm the one who stayed in the room before you guys, and the money could have been
okay.
mine. Because when we sit
you
things down, sometimes,
was it? You keep talking about could have been. Was it yours?
I don't know. I don't know, sir. I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm
you don't
you,
know how you lay money around.
No,
you don't
sir,
know how you lay money around.
We,
what the hell you mean? You
no,
don't
sir,
know.
No, because you know why? Because sometimes when blind people sit things down, sir. When blind individuals set things down, sir. We forget
we don't
where
know
we
who set that
right.
down. We
right.
don't know.
Right.
Hold
that's
down.
Right.
So you,
listen.
We did
so
the right thing by turning it in to the owner of the house.
Wap, hold down.
Yeah.
Wap.
He done got the
tips
off, bro.
Hold down. We got another caller.
Go ahead.
And before 10 o'clock, I don't want to lose nobody. Hold down, Leon.
Go ahead, brother. I can do that. Go ahead.
All right. 979.
No, you can't do it with me.
Live.
Not listening to
9794. Hello?
No, he on the phone with somebody.
No, I thought somebody was coming in 979.
Yo, Ark, what up? Nephew O, what's good?
What's up, O?
Here you go.
Nah, let's get
this
show
started. O? All
right, so.
O.
I just tuned in. Now I'm good. You good, Ark?
Yeah, I'm good, man, but I just got to cue something, and I'm high level. We've been on this for two hours. Good. First of all, he finna clear this up. Listen, I just got on here,
and I heard the tail end of the situation or whatever. I didn't know what it was. But first and foremost, somebody was missing some money. Is that correct?
The money we found in our room and
gave
you.
Wait. I don't need you to talk. Somebody's missing some money,
okay.
Leon.
No, that's WAP. That's WAP
talking. No, brother. That's WAP talking.
Hold on. No,
that's,
I know that's
WAP. WAP.
Hold on.
WAP.
Hold
no.
on. Hold
no.
on.
He can't.
I'm listening.
WAP. He can't.
WAP, hold on. Leon, somebody got some money?
Listen, brother, what I was trying to explain to them was that they said that they found money in the drawer, took it, and they gave it to the owner. And listen, I misspoke to them because somebody else.
You spoke your mind.
Okay.
Shut
up. To the listening audience, what I did was I misspoke, mm-hmm. and the lady who said that she said what she said, it still didn't matter. You know why? Because I was letting them know that I stayed in that room before they did. So the money that they found could have been mine, though, because you know how we sit things down and sometimes we forget when we sit things. This was the point I was trying to make to them. So the gentleman said that he really didn't care that I was blind, and I understand why he said that, because he was taking offense to what I was – he didn't listen to what I was trying to tell him about me standing in that room and being blind.
You accused me.
So he didn't understand. So he took – I did not accuse you, sir. That's not what I did. What I tried to do was clear up.
No,
the same thing you're doing right now.
Listen.
And I said, when that happened, sir, I said I misspoke. That's what I said. I still said to you, y'all did do the right thing because you took it to the owner of the house. The next thing you said was, why did you claim it? So I started trying to explain
why
to you what. Okay, listen, sir.
Leon,
can you do
hold
that?
On. Wait a minute. Hold on. Leon, wait a minute. I need y'all to hear me real quick. I'm in and out on this. So real quick, I want to ask you, were you or anybody else missing money?
Oh, I wouldn't know
Leon.
If I left money. I wouldn't know if I left money in the drawer, oh. I wouldn't have known.
No.
That's why
I
nobody didn't.
I asked a specific question. Was you missing money?
I don't know. Okay. I know the money that I needed. Listen, O, I know the money that I needed, I still had. Because I still have it right now.
So what are you talking about?
So I'm telling you, but I had other money. See, we separate our money. The blind has to refund.
So listen, I'm gonna put this out there. There was some money in the draw that was given to me. I do know the amount of that money, and if it belongs to somebody, as long as they can tell me the amount of the money, I will release the money to them.
Exactly.
That wasn't what the conversation was about.
Yes, it was.
That's not what the conversation was about.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what my conversation was about, and that's not the point I was trying to prove about what I was saying.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm saying to you.
How did the money conversation even come up?
They brought it up.
We got in our room,
and we were putting up our clothes and stuff. My wife found the money in the drawer. Soon as we found the money, she went and told your wife and told you about the money in this room. You need to come get it because this is not our thing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
What you did, what the end of the night came through, you came and got it, and that was the bottom line. Now, if this man was missing any money, like I said, you need to go talk to the owner about that because we don't steal, bro. We got too much money to be stealing petty change like that. So, and he pissed
me
off.
$5,
that.
Yo.
It
ain't
got nothing to do with you. So I don't know who been in that room before we got there, but I know we found the money in there and we turned it in. That's all I can tell you. Now, he's going
to
sit up here and talk about
it. I just wanted to clear up that small little portion of it because anybody that's missing any money or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, as long as they can tell me the amount, that money will be released back to them. I'm just waiting for somebody to come forth on it.
If he were missing any money, this is the thing. If he were missing any money, why he didn't go to you with this? Why he get on the air and talk about this here? That's a one-on-one thing. You ain't got no business talking like that. Yeah. That's the part I didn't like. And
don't
make
funny
no
that you can say that.
That's funny that you can say that. But Jay,
what I want to say to you, Jay, is that I have a great amount of respect for you more now so than ever. And I told you, brother, because guess what? You got a line drawn through your name and a check mark behind you, and you're deleted. Jay, I'm telling you that I told you that you and O needed to talk, not on this. You needed to talk separately because y'all went back too far. It's too much history.
Right.
You got every right to feel what you feel. I'm not taking nothing away from you. And I explained to Omar how I felt about it also. And he did try to reach out to you. You know he did. Whether it was through text or he called you, you didn't answer it, and he texted you and you didn't answer it. And you had every right to feel what you were feeling. And so I'm telling you because I've been talking to both of y'all because that's who I am and that's what I do. When I came out that room, oh, know what I said to him, and the mood did change. And all I wanted to do was correct two things that you said that was said, right? And listen, so that's what I wanted to say to you, Jay. You know, I got a great amount of respect for you, brother, more so than ever now. In both of y'all, you don't need to bring this up in front of everybody. This ain't no sideshow. This is what keeps us divided right here anyway. Mess and messy stuff and misunderstandings and misquotes and people misspeaking, such as myself. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I'm another human male.
But
you know why, sir? Because I'm enough man, male, and king, and God you can say that. And so what I'm saying to you is you two guys need to get together like I told you, Jay, from day one. And like I told Omar, too, from day one, and y'all need to talk. There's too much history there for this to go. Oh, no, he was wrong. and he said he was wrong. But you two guys, y'all need to talk. Him
so,
saying it to me is nothing.
Just like they should
and
talk
you need
about
to say,
it.
And you,
about
here we go. Here we go.
Stop talking to them.
And here we go, people. And this is how we get collectively divided. And so I'm going
right.
to I stepped up to the plate because I am a guy. I am one of the guys who walked the universe. And I can say that. I misspoke because I'm a human, I'm a male, and I make mistakes like anybody else. But to say to anybody...
It's something I don't accept. I don't accept policy.
That's fine, sir. Listen, that's fine, sir. That's fine. I don't have no problems with you not accepting. That's your right. You have every right.
My wife says she accepted, but I don't accept.
Okay, so listen. So listen, miss. Thank you for accepting my apologies. I do accept yours, sir, for saying that you didn't care that I was blind, right? That you said that you didn't care that I was blind. Listen, it's okay, sir.
I didn't.
Listen, that's okay. Listen, it's fine. It doesn't matter to me. This is what I do all day, every day, sir. I talk to people like you. I talk to people like you about the blind world.
You don't even know me. How you talk to people like me and you don't even know me?
Sighted.
You don't even know me, bro.
Sighted. I talk to sighted people, sir. Are you sighted?
You do not
know me. I talk to people
me.
Like you. I talk to people all day long, sir. That's what I do. Right. So, listen.
When I tried to apologize
listen,
to you, you
listen,
didn't accept it.
You,
so,
that's
I'm
right,
not going to apologize
listen,
for nothing
listen,
I was not wrong
listen,
about. It. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay, sir. I still accept your apology, brother, and I still love you because you're my brother and there's nothing you can do about it. So keep talking, sir. All
you
doing
too.
Is showing yourself to the listening audience and who you are. Thank you, miss.
No,
I
I'm not. I didn't want the audience to get into this here between
listen,
me and you.
Listen, sir.
You called this.
Listen,
you got
sir.
On the air with this.
Listen, sir. You know why? Because some stuff need to be cleared up, especially if
not
people wasn't
the
there and didn't know what happened. Okay. You,
not over the
listen,
air.
Jay brought up a story. And then you guys chimed in. So what I wanted to do was clear up two things that wasn't mentioned. That's all I came on to say. I actually cleared up three things because I wanted to let Jay know how much respect I have for him more now so than ever.
You done told him that four times.
That's right. You know why? Because that's in my heart, sir. You have
okay.
one?
Okay.
You have one?
Okay.
You have a heart? Right. So listen,
okay.
sir. And everybody else listening on this line, I have my own business. And what Eyes with a New Vision do is we go around speaking to the sighted world. Anybody that's sighted that don't understand what just came out of my mouth, we explain to y'all how we function and how we live. You know why? Because it's needed. Because you guys don't understand what we do, how we do, how we live, how we move, how we may sit things down and forget it. Or if somebody else, if we set it down, somebody came and moved it, we wouldn't know that it was moved. So that's why I said, sir, I talk to people like you. I don't need to know you. You're sighted. And even if
but
you weren't sighted, I
you,
still talk to
the
ground.
Did you listen to the whole subject of that? Because when we said we turned the
yes,
money in,
yes,
you really,
yes,
you jumped
did,
on me
sir.
Anyway.
I did, sir.
I did, sir.
I didn't jump on
you,
sir. You
know what I'm saying?
I didn't jump on you. Okay, sir.
Yes, you did.
I apologize, sir. Listen.
We gave
here you go,
the
sir.
Money to the people.
Here you go. Nobody denied any of that, sir. And I didn't say that you didn't do that. So listen. That's okay, sir. Listen. Maybe before we expire, you will forgive me. But I'll give you my humble apologies. So, Jay, what I want to say to you, Jay, and what I want to say to you, Omar, y'all have too much history, brother, and y'all need to talk offline and pull this back together where it needs to be. Oh, no, he was wrong. I talked to him exclusively, and he knows. Before I even left, we talked. But I wanted to clear up two things that Jay didn't mention, and that has nothing to do with you and your wife, sir. I was just trying to explain to you about the blind community and how we sat down and what it could have been. And see, so I'm not going to go through that again with you. Because
that's
I see
over.
You don't understand. That's right.
That's
so listen, Jay, keep on with your show, Jay. That's fine, brother. I definitely
we,
your whole conversation, Jay, up here tonight has been different, and I appreciate that too, brother. Because you never apologize for saying cuss words, brother, and you took a word out of your first statement that you never put in. And I see you took it out tonight, And I appreciate that too, brother. So, brother, keep moving forward with what you're doing. And you and Jay and you and O, you need to talk. Y'all need to talk. Cause one thing I respect about you more so, brother, is you never mentioned his name. So nobody didn't know who he was talking about until his name was mentioned. And then the fact that he was blind, that came up. And I respect you for not saying that also too, Jay. So with that being said,
I'm not gonna say
that. You can put me on mute, brother. I'm done. And I respect you, brother, more so than ever now, brother. And it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure, Jay. It was a pleasure, Jay, hanging out with you, brother. Spending time with you, talking with you.
Listen. Hey, yo, thank you. Hey, Lee. You'll make a brother cry. But listen. Listen, I want everybody to listen to what I got to say. My whole life. And I got people on this phone right now. I got people on this phone that's on this line who knew me way back. I mean, teenage years. I mean, before I knew how to even pee straight. 8 years old, 9 years old. It's people on this line that's listening. I always felt like I was a more friend to people. Now, I'm not saying nothing bad. Don't get me wrong. Because the same thing I'm saying, somebody else could say. I always looked at myself as being the best friend I could be. I never fucked one of my friend's wives. One time in my life, and I'm in the third quarter of my life, and people know I don't like to use numbers. I say 0 to 25 is the first quarter of your life. 25 to 50 is the second quarter of your life. 50 to 75 is the third quarter of your life. And 75 to 100 is the fourth quarter. So I'm in the third quarter of my life. I never been a person that if anybody know me, they're going to be like, yo, Jay Shush, Jay Sean. Yo, Jay Sean, cool as hell. Yo, Jay Sean ain't about nothing negative. Every year, the block I hung on in New Jersey, Patterson, 17th Ave, we collect money and we do a big cookout. We haven't did it since COVID. But I'm the treasurer. Everybody bring me money for the cookout. Listen, I want everybody to listen to this. Sometimes I have $1,500, $1,600. Sometimes people give me money and say, yo, Jay, I wouldn't give nobody else my money but you. This is facts, what I'm saying. And we have cookouts, and they be good. I always been a good judge of character. I also always been a person. If I'm around somebody and they think and they want to act like they smarter than me, I let them. Be smarter than me.
or think that they are. If they want to be tougher than me, they want to be richer than me, whatever people around me want to be, I let them be that. I listen to somebody tell me a story about some bullshit, and I act like I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm different. We got people on this line right now. The guy from Brooklyn, he didn't press one, but like Shadi, and who knew me from since I was 9 years old. 9 years old. That's 51 years ago. I know Miles used to be on here. He used to be mad when I used to say that. When I used to say me and Shadi knew each other since we was 9 years old. 51 years of friendship. I bet you nobody ain't on this fucking line or online or anywhere got that. 51 years of friendship.
I do.
Me and my wife.
All right. Amen. 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 You and her. No, I'm not talking about y'all in a relationship. Amen. I'm talking about friends. But amen.
No, not
look,
us. Not us.
Oh, okay. That's good. Amen. Amen. That's a blessing.
I got 39.
That's a blessing. Because a lot of people don't got that.
I go, Billy, get on and get out of here.
Oh.
And I like to feel. Hold up. Time out. Hold up, Wop.
I like to know that
people who be around me, that they could feel that. That they could feel my power. They could feel my truth. Like, they could feel my energy. Like, I'm not a negative nigga. I'm a low-key nigga. I had times when I had thousands of dollars, and I had times when I had hundreds, and I had times when I didn't have nothing. Not many times. Now listen. WAP, his wife, Miss Gigi, Shadi, I think that was all the tuned in. Leon. I respect everybody. Everybody who first of all, this is my first week back in 4 weeks, and I respect that. But what we was dealing with and what we was talking about, it all started off, we was talking about, like Leon said, he respect me. I never said no names. I never said nothing. We was just talking about something that happened to me. Now I'm a realist, and just got on the line. He just got on the show, so he don't know nothing we talked about from the beginning. He don't know nothing what's going on. Or he came on and he heard about somebody talking about something missing, some $150 or whatever. But I'm saying, for the people who just came on and the people who don't know what we talking about, we've been talking about my whole experience out of town. I mean, from the beginning, beautiful time that I had to the last 5 minutes that I had, we've been talking. And I'm surprised that we talked about that for 2 hours. I really am. But,
time
yo, that's
by.
What podcast is about. That's what podcast is about. We talked about guns being pulled out. I talked about, look, I had guns pulled on me five times in my life. Five times I had a gun pulled on me. And one time I had a gun shot at me. Shadi came out here. He made some hell of a points. Shadi said if a gun never was pointed at you, then it's a different temperature. It's, the whole scenario is different. WAP came out here. He talked about different scenarios. Ms. Gigi came out here. So she talked about it from a spiritual point of view. And that's the point of important when we talk about the spiritual point of view. But me, people have told me a lot of things like, oh, about when if I told them what happened, they told me, yo, block them. Don't never let them on your show. Don't never talk to them again. Don't never do this. Don't never do that. Don't never do this. But see, I'm Jay Sean. And no man and no woman in this world could tell me what to do.
Right.
No matter if they think I'm too nice, I'm too mean, I'm too humble, whatever I am, Jay Sean do what Jay Sean wanna do. And Jay Sean say, from the situation that happened, that we need to have a conversation. Man to man, we need to have a conversation.
That's it.
I pull guns on people. I pulled a gun on somebody who I thought fucked my wife. I was wrong. I was young, dumb, and full of cum. I'm talking about me. But we just gotta do better. I know a lot of good people, man. Trust me, I know a lot of good people. I know people right now. I know people like Shadi, like the guy from Brooklyn. Like, I know people right now that would fall apart if something happened to me. And I will fall apart if something happened to them. The meaning thing is that something could have happened to me. So it's my job to make sure things like that never happen again.
That was earlier. Call me.
I show everybody nothing but love, love and respect and stuff like that. And I'm not angry with nobody. I'm not upset with nobody. I'm not angry from the situation that happened with I'm not angry with the person. I'm not mad with the person. And I'm not none of that. Only dogs get mad. I'm just saying that we got to have a conversation. We got to talk. We got to build on it. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Life goes on. Everybody makes mistakes. And really,
Jayshawn, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to say this, since the both of you are on the line. If there's nothing else that you do, make sure y'all have that conversation and just have an understanding. Even if you have to agree to disagree, which I believe that there's going to be a lot of sincerity there. We got to realize hurt people hurt. And people in our world today are hurting. And a lot of times we don't know they're hurting. So we react different. And when you hear their story, then you have an understanding, you know, and that's what I think y'all need to have is just mainly, it's an understanding. And sincerely apologize. Right. Because as long as the enemy can keep us divided, that's what they set out to do.
That's
true. You know, and we have to learn as a whole all the things that we allowed the people to hurt us that didn't deserve none of that, but we can't gravitate and love on our own because of a situation.
We got to bring all the truth.
We have to come together as a whole. No, we ain't going to always get along. But if we stand together, nobody else can't pull us apart.
Right.
And we got to stop blaming everybody else. The excuses only satisfy the people that make them. And as a whole, like you said, we have to do better. We have to go out back into our communities. I applaud everybody that's on here that do any kind of community work, anything to uplift them, to bring their community together. You don't have to know what you, you know, you just got to have love for people. And that's where we're in the time now. We got to come together and love on one another because we all hurting in some kind of way. We've all got something that we ain't never dealt with, you know, that we put on that back burner, keep on that back burner and keep piling stuff on until we can't pile no more.
Yep.
So then things come to a head, you know, just
yeah,
so
true.
When, you know, you're saying what you were saying, and I said to you, you know, we have to remember, too, that saying we reap what we sow. And I don't know about you, but a lot of us on here had grandparents that would tell us, we don't know when it might come back and who might bring it. But it's going to come back. But you got to look at it in a different way. Because it's easy to look at it in a negativity way. You know, everybody going to chime in on the negative. But who's willing
to
say, come on, y'all, let's put this aside and pull together. You know, that's what y'all got to sit and do. Because that, we don't need another separation. You know, they're keeping our black men down, our black women. You know, we feel like, I don't know about anybody else, but you feel like you got somebody's foot on your neck. Mm. Only way we're going to be able to lift that up is if we stand together in unity.
That's real.
We got to bring it back to our communities, y'all. We got to bring it back. I don't care where you live at. We got to bring it back.
And that's a black queen saying that. That's real. But look.
That's all I had to say, y'all. Thank you for listening.
No, listen. Everything everybody's saying is positive, and that's what's up. But look, I got another caller. I don't want nobody to go nowhere. We got another caller. But we've been out here 2.5 hours. I forgot to mention that if anybody feel like donating to the show, I think everybody know the Cash App. I don't know. $JASHONJ. In 2.5 hours, that's the first time I mentioned it. because we've been talking so much. But let's we gonna go to the phone lines because we're not gonna go much longer. We've been talking about this for 2.5 hours. But look, let's take one more call. 0953, you live.
Hello. Hey, I just wanted to say that that it's like about, you know, the guy pulling the gun on. You never should trust nobody. Like, don't trust nobody because your friends and mostly family will just turn your back on you. So, and hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, so, it's just, my son, right? For example, my son. He's just in trouble, anything like that. And his family, I got a lot of family, so why? Even though you know that person never, I don't care if you're blind or not. Like, I can't hardly walk sometimes, like, because I work so much, I can't hardly walk. You know what I mean? Just why? And then, you know, you got two, I'm not saying like, I'm saying disabled people. For example, alcohol or drug addicted people in your house, that's the main. I'm not accusing nobody of nothing, but if you have like a good friend and, you know, and you got other people in your house, and then just obviously, oh, it popped up. Oh my God, it popped up. No. That's an attempt of, I've stole stuff before. I stole before. I'm not going to lie. And then I said, oh, just like a month ago, I stole like a candy or something. Oh. Hello? Somebody said, oh. Hello? Somebody said, oh.
Nobody said no.
We listening.
I stole like a candy or something, and it's just the way, like, come on.
Are you a thief?
I mean, I'm not saying I stole before. Not no 100, like from the store or something, like a candy bar. Yeah, like a long, like long time ago. But like, if you going to, huh?
I know. But are you a thief?
Am I? Yes, I am. But not.
Okay, yo, hold up. I respect that. That's what I'm talking about. I say, are you a thief? You say yes. I respect that. You said you stole a candy bar. But I've been in the military before. So listen. In the military, they like to say, what's worse, if you kill a baby or you kill an adult? A kill is a kill.
Either way it goes.
You know, so like if you stole a candy bar, so you were still a gold bar. But I'm just saying, no. It's no right and it's no wrong. I respect what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? It's no right and it's no wrong and we'll be saying. But look, hold down 1 minute. Is there anybody else want to chime in before we
Deshaun.
Yes.
I hope all is well.
Hey, what's up, LaToya?
All is well. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You have some good advice that was told to you on this line. Only thing I'm going to tell you, just take it in. Just take it in.
All right. That's what I'm going to do.
That's what we all going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take it in. That's all we could do.
Well, I just want to say.
Take it in.
Hold up. Shadi, you got something to say?
Yeah. I just want to say, basically, you know, we have work to do as a whole, and it starts with a mind adjustment. Right now, we are in a cultural revolution. We're fighting for our identity, who we truly are. Many of our problems stem from us not really knowing who we are. And we're not even self-made. We've been recreated by a social construct that calls itself America in the United States. And we have to work towards breaking that mental chain and coming to who we really are. And with that being said, you know, if you really want me to get deeper into it, tune in to tomorrow at 8 o'clock to Peak Game TV on my YouTube channel. And I'll break it down, why I said what I said and what I mean by it exactly. And that's it.
Okay. Wait a minute. Anybody else got any final statement? Hey, oh, you still here?
You got that?
Hold on. Oh, you still here?
Yo, I'm right here. What up?
I didn't know if you hung up.
I'm right here.
We've been out here like shit, more than 2 hours now. Fuck it, like 9, 8, 9, 10, almost 3 hours.
Almost three.
I don't want to say. Almost three, right? I don't want to say we've been talking about black crime. We ain't been talking about that. We've been talking about this.
None of
stuff.
That. So I don't know how he get to that black on black crime all of a sudden. We ain't going down that road.
Yeah.
No. Well, it's for the. We still got a lot of people on the line too. If somebody want to make a statement or something, you gotta press 1. If not, let's talk about something.
Yeah, I want to say something.
Hello.
This is my wife. You want to say something before she fall out?
Hello. Hey, this what was Veronica? What I want to say, this is 2024. Leave everything in the back door. Positive energy comes first and always, and that's all I have to say. Positive energy. Positive energy, and we all will be blessed. Have a happy new year, and I'm giving it to WAP,
And I'm calling it a night. Love you all.
Good night, good night, good night.
Good night.
Hold up.
This, yo, I'm telling you, this show, but this is the beauty of podcasts. People don't really, I don't know if you really know it, but this is the beauty of podcasts, is that podcast is live, it's not pre-taped like the radio, and you get to come out here, and you get to talk about anything you want.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know we would be talking about for two hours and almost 3 hours about
when you have a good
about something that happened to me.
Fabulous.
I wouldn't even imagine that.
But you know, Jay, what you also done was brought awareness.
It ain't just you, that happened to everybody, a lot of people.
You're right though. It's awareness. Listen,
yeah.
We're gonna hold on, everybody stay with me. We're gonna take a quick break. And we're gonna come back with some closing statements. Let me see if I can pull up this song. And everybody just stay tuned and we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. Online podcast.
That's done.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. Brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, yeah. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got to flip a little dinner, little dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. And now whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder
back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. Wait, everybody give me one second. 0953, you said you wanted to say one more thing?
Hello?
0953. Yeah, you had one more thing you wanted to say?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say that, you know, my son is 12 years old, and it's like a big experience for me. So, like, any, like, advice from anybody that, like, has, like teenagers or anything that advice, like saying, like, how can I teach my son about, you know, stuff like, you know, violence, you know? I don't think he knows a lot about violence or whatever. So anybody out there that can, you know, give me, like, advice about, you know, my son. He's going to be 12 years old this year.
Brother Shadi.
That sounds like a question for Shadi.
Go ahead, Shadi.
Hello? Now, what were you saying that you wanted to teach your son?
I was saying that my son is going to be 13 this year. And, you know, I want to have, like, some kind of advice about, you know, like, the violence and, you know, like, the violence and how to stay out of trouble and, you know, stuff like that. Because he doesn't know anything about nothing. You know, being a teacher or nothing like that. You know, he's about to be 13 years old this year. So, like, you know, he's in school. He's got straight A's. He's a black belt in karate, you know, and he's a good kid. So how do you keep your child like that? From, like, the streets and the violence and, like, the no-good student that's in school, you know what I mean? How do you teach them that?
I mean, it's basically about him understanding, you know, what he wants and what do he see out of life, you know what I mean? And a point where there's going to be individuals that going to approach him, and he has to understand that based on his decisions will determine what happens. And you know, you're probably going to have to talk to him about, you know, I mean, I don't know how much aware you are about certain things. So you can only teach him based on what you know. And the rest of the stuff, you know, you tell him to, you know, he's a black belt, so he don't start trouble. You know what I mean? And he doesn't, you know, he has to be mindful of other people around him and their feelings. Like, for example, you know, if he has grown up in a house where you are pretty well off or pretty decent with finances and things of that nature, those are things that other children look at. They look at what he has on. Do he, you know, talk about, well, oh, I got this, the latest game, you know. So those type of things, you know, you have to be mindful, because unfortunately we have a lot of have-nots. And because they're not being taught or learning, many of them, that you have to earn what you get, they are seeing other people as prey, and they're looking at them like, you got it, I want it, I'm taking it. And that's an unfortunate reality that we're dealing with. And the only way that gets fixed is as parents, we start enlightening our children about being kind to each other, being respectful, and being mindful of other people's feelings. And see, we as adults, it shows on this line that we as adults haven't even mastered that, where we still allow things that a person says to offend us in a manner where we take offense and lash out. And other things is, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you say. So, like, what do you do when you, like, I work at night, so, and then my son, he lives with his father. So his father, you know, says, like, bad stuff about, you know, everything. So how do you address with, you know, that? You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, is it, what are you saying? That his father has a negative perspective about life? As you know, give me an example of what you mean when you say bad stuff. Just give me, it don't have to be exactly what he says, but something similar to, you know, what you mean.
Like about me, his mother, and you know, like, how he lives with him, but we both still take care of him as a joint, you know, a joint thing.
Joint custody to some extent. So you say that he say bad things to your son about you as a mother?
Yeah.
Okay, so that, go ahead.
You know, like, so, you know, I work at night, and I work at night, so, like, it's just, like, just bad things about a mother, even though he got other kids, but, like, bad things, like, I do most.
Okay. Okay, so the only way you can rectify what his father says about him, about you, is by showing your son something other than what your son's father say, because he's gonna judge you based on how you treat him. He's gonna listen to his father, however, he's gonna be looking for what his father says to see if it's true. Now, you are the only one that can change that by being the best mother you can be, you know, being attentive to him, being, you know, understanding, speaking to him in a manner where, you know, you get to where he feels comfortable enough to open up to you about whatever it is. You know, so that's a relationship that you and him have to build, and that you make him feel that you love him no matter what. Even if his father says that you don't, if you make him feel that love and you show him that love, then he's gonna, you know, he's old enough to start saying, okay, well, that's how my father is. And what you know, don't want to do is tit for tat say, you know, anything about his father to him. You want to build your relationship based on you and him, and what can y'all do? Because the reality is, most young men, pretty much the majority of us, learn how to treat women from how we deal with our mother and how our mother is. So I'm pretty sure, based on what you said, you got a good idea of the things that he be saying about you. So you just got to make sure that those things aren't true, doing things that's going to benefit your son and benefit your relationship.
Yo, that was good. We got up. It's almost 11. We got to end the show now. Shaw, when is your show?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. YouTube, Peep Game TV. Peep Game TV.
Well, that's easy. So everybody who's
listening, join Peep Game TV.
Right. Tomorrow night, that's on YouTube, not Blog Talk, on YouTube. If you go to Peep Game TV. That's it, right, Sha? Peep Game TV.
Yep, Peep Game TV.
TV at 8 o'clock. And check out the message.
Yeah, you should be able to tune in live.
See my man Shadi, who was just talking. And I know tonight the show was different from how our show usually be. But sometimes it's certain things is necessary to be addressed. And tonight was one of them. I was glad to be back. I was glad to be back on the show after 4 weeks on the show. After 4 weeks missing from the show. So we, well, those of y'all on the line, tune in to Shadi Show tomorrow night, Peep Game TV. If not, check me next Friday, 8 o'clock, same time, same phone number. How they say it? Same bat time, same bat station. And we out of here. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. The people online, the people called in, I really appreciate you. Let's pray for the people that's in this hospital, Miles, my daughter. Let's pray for the people who just going through a lot of things and trying to get over them, and pray that everything be all right and everything get better. This is Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, signing out until next week. So don't forget, if you want to donate, $JASHONJ. Cash App, $JASHON. $ for the Cash App. All right, peace. We out of here. Until next week. Peace out. Peace. I don't know why my fucking why this fucking heat won't kick.
For you. To the morning get here.
shit, might as well go lay down somewhere. I'm chilling. I ain't thinking about you. I have some chips. So good. I'm cold.